schizophrenic thinking going on, which I won't go into now, but a few of us noticed that not everything that was said was internally consistent. But it is in on a lot of people's minds at the moment whether breast surgery should become a separate specialty to general surgery or a separate specialty to GI surgery, perhaps is a better way of putting it. Currently, at the end of your training, you have to be competent to deal with a general surgery acute take. And I know a lot of trainees say, well, I won't be doing that as a consultant, though there are a number who do want to do it as a consultant. So it's not everybody that wants to not be on a general surgical take. But the argument is, if you're going to be a specialist in breast surgery, perhaps with a lot of oncoplastic surgery as part of that practice, and you're not on your acute rota, why should you spend a year or two learning things that you're not going to use in the future? And I think that's a very valid point. Up until the last year or so, the SAC and JCST were very much against general surgery being split into a group of separate specialties. But the tide has changed, and the SAC is now very supportive of moving towards subspecialty recognition within general surgery. And that could lead the way to separate specialties at some stage in the future. But the younger people in the audience will be lucky to see that in their working lifetime. The older ones here will not see that, and I'll go into why that is. Now, under PMETB, each specialty has a separate SAC. Only PMETB can authorise new specialties, and it's restricted in what it can do. It's not that it doesn't want a breast specialty, but it actually cannot provide you with one presently. Yet, they are almost certainly going to agree a separate SAC and specialty status for vascular surgery.